What is self? What is self? What is self? What's up? How y'all doing today? This is What is Self, episode 9. What is self-assessment? That's what we're going to be talking about today. I got my guest host, Ivy Kisses. She's going to join us today and talk to us about a few different topics. And, you know, we're going to get to y'all because we've been away. It's been some weeks. It's been coronavirus shutdown. People have been off work. It's been a lot going on to the point where we ain't been able to tune in and keep y'all feed with all this healthy information for your mind and for yourself. Now, Ivy, why don't you go ahead and say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. I mean, like, what are you doing? I mean, we're gonna jump into the topics, but what are you doing in terms of self-assessment for the coronavirus? Like, with this shutdown stuff and work and everybody else, you know, all the stuff is going on. How are you self-assessing?
It's like I always end my day with a reflection on what I could have done better. I always have to think about with this coronavirus, I now have to think about what I must immediately change to make the transition as smooth as possible. What am I willing to give up and sacrifice so that I can handle business while not getting sick, making sure my daughter is taken care of, being able to pay the bills and pay everything so that at the end of this, whenever that may be, we don't have a lot of debt and have to start all over, basically, you know, from scratch. I wanted to be in a comfortable place, so I had to reflect on how I shop differently, you know, because a lot of things aren't available. So how can we get enough to last us until we get to the next stage, and what phase of this we need to get to move on, you know? So what can I do? And if I can accept it mentally, then I can handle it physically. You know, I can accept it fully, be able to act in it, live in it. And, you know, I have to also remove my emotion from things. I have to think logically. I have to be clear. I have to be level-headed because I'm responsible for making a lot of huge life-changing and altering decisions when I'm at my job. So I have to be on point all the time, so I have to take emotion out of it when I get to work and just go on autopilot.
That's important. You know, you talked about really reflecting, and just, I feel like what I got from that was you being realistic about what's necessary for the current time, and that's important. You know what I mean? You said your daughter, you know, when somebody's a parent, you gotta make sure you prioritizing and putting what's important first. You know what I mean? And make sure you adjust to the current situation too. I hope everybody's self-assessing out there, man. I hope they really, really not losing their mind on this information, because I know we getting all these texts. I wake up and I get different kind of emails and texts from people from IG, people showing these posts, and it's all these updates from different places. Some of them is ridiculous, some of them is fake, real, but it's scary for some people. It's stressful, right? And we're going to talk about the self factor today.
Yes, but see, the reflection for me helps minimize that stress, because when I self-reflect, I realize, I'm honest with myself, I have to admit that I have anxiety, but I'm only anxious and stressed because I'm trying to think about and worry about all this stuff I have no control over. So if I can manage the things I have control over, I minimize my stress drastically. I've never been able to keep like weight off this long like I have, and it's only because of stress management. I ain't never heard of self-care. I just know, give all I got so my baby can have all she needs. That's all I knew. So some stuff I used to worry about was stuff I had no control over. And it's like, if I focus on the stuff I have control over and put my energy and effort into that, then we multiply what we have control over. We let things go the way we want it versus being a victim of circumstance a time, another time again. We ain't got time for all of that. So we have to think logically. And that's why they say people with common sense will survive, but a lot of people don't use it.
You know, my
because once you panic, once you get anxious, you don't think straight anyhow.
My grandma used to say, common sense ain't common. You know, like, everybody ain't got it. You know, she said, I didn't call it that. But you're definitely right. You got to reflect. Even in my situation, I have to remember to stay realistic and only work on what I can work on right now. Like when you say what you can change, I want to work on, you know, I think it's human nature. We want to affect more than we can sometimes. We want to help or do bigger things. And like you said, you got to definitely keep it realistic and, you know what you can touch. Because if it's out of your reach and you're stressing on it, you're only making yourself a bigger hole, you know?
Right.
And
stress weighs your body down.
One of the self fact of the day for this episode is related to dopamine. And they say, you know, because that's the chemical in your brain when you want something or when you desire something, right? You get excited or you go after or something, right? They say dopamine makes you chase information and stuff. And it's like, for the myth example, you may have heard dopamine controls like the pleasure of the brain, or it makes you feel enjoyment or motivates you to go out for certain things like food, drugs, or sex, right? But reality is that it's created in a lot of different parts of the brain, and it's really important and it's critical in all sorts of brain functions, including thinking, moving, sleeping, our mood, our attention, and motivation, seeking and reward. And so, like, I only brought that up because I feel like all of that has to do with self-assessment. You know, the way your brain is thinking, the way your brain is moving, and your mood is functioning, and the way your attention and what you're motivated by, that is kind of going to depict or determine what you assess or how you assess things, you know? And so, like, what do you think? Do you think you can control your attention and your motivation or your thinking and, like, how you seek in some of the desires that you have? Do you think you can control that?
Yes, I have to.
Why is that
important? It's necessary to my survival as a single mom, and not just a single mom, but a productive one.
Well, how do you...
If I just let everything rain out of control and rage and give in to every whim, every desire, every thought that I have, my life will be out of control.
Like, how do you be realistic, and how does Ivy Kisses identify her desires? Her, you know what I mean? Like, how do you identify the ones that you need to control with this?
Well, I know me, and I know I can get carried away. I know sometimes I can be a lot for people, a lot to handle, because I'm just me. And I know, like, because of how my life has been and all the things that I've survived and gone through up until this stage in my life, I had to learn self-management way earlier than a lot of people because all I had was self. You know, and at the end of the day, when people came and went, at the end of the day, I had me. So I had to be honest with me. I couldn't be in denial like, oh, no, you didn't do nothing wrong. She was just out of control. No, what did you do for people to respond? It's like, she's not the only one that responded to you. It's like, look at you, I've changed and better and managed better in order to have gotten the response you want. So I didn't get the response I wanted, but how do I get it next time? That's what I focus on. And that's how I control what I do throughout the day, what I think about, what I prioritize. Work is separate from home. So my routine for work is a different routine than I would have when I come home. You see what I'm saying? And those two are totally opposite. I'm not saying that I don't stress at home. I'm not saying I don't stress at work. But when I get home, I don't think about work. When I get to work, I don't think about home. I think about my daughter, but I don't think about home. So it's different. It's what everybody can tolerate. It's like your pain tolerance. Some people can tolerate more pain than others. Some people can, you know, thrive more than other in stressful situations.
That's,
you know,
cool.
It's in them. It's in them. You're born
from?
With some stuff.
I've heard that. Like,
what?
It's either in you or it's not. Or, you know, is it in you, right? Like, where does that come from? Where does you know, you said it's born in you. Like, do you believe that?
I really do.
Some things are just
because it's like when you, I know you don't supposed to compare yourself to others, but when you think about it, a lot of people have their life like serial killers that they were abused young, and you know, they had a hard life. They were starved. They were whatever, beaten. But a lot of us grew up like with no parents in foster care systems. So we went through the same thing, but what is us about us that just said, okay, we about to take this and change it and use it to fuel positive. We could have been serial killers too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what is it that made us put it away and say, no, it's not worth that? It's the drive to be better and do better and have better than what we had growing up. And if that's not enough to motivate you, I don't know what is. I want my daughter to be better than me every way and every day. You know, say, I said it wrong, but better than me in every way and better than me every day. So I made all the mistakes and choices so she don't have to make them. So I educate her differently than how most people educate her. Said, but I want to see it. A kid that's only educated in school is a fool. And my kid ain't going to be nobody's fool.
That's right. A kid that's only educated in school is a fool. Wow, that's deep. I like that one.
Because if you think about it, school is going to train you what you want to know. I got kicked out for asking illegal questions. You say there's no such thing as stupid questions. But how about illegal questions? They don't tell you about those. It's the ones that the teachers can't answer. So, you know, I came around. I was at school around time they introduced evolution to us, okay? But the way they introduced evolution is things that evolve into something else. But the thing that it evolves from dies off eventually, right? And they wanted us to believe that humans evolved from monkeys. That wouldn't have been so hard for me to believe if there weren't still monkeys. So if we came from monkeys, why are they still monkeys? Like, how did they just not evolve with the rest of us? Like, why are they still? And they're an abundant species and they're rampant. There's a lot of them. It's not like they're dwindling or they're endangered. There's hella monkeys, like, hella different kinds, hella sizes. It's like, so how do you want me to believe we evolved from this if it's still some? And I was kicked out. I was expelled for like 3 days for asking that question. But I was really just trying to gain some understanding.
You were throwing off like, the curve. It was like you
messed
up the wave. That's terrible.
So of all the questions you thought about when y'all came up with this, you didn't think anybody would ask that question? Like, that should have been the first thing you asked.
Because
that's how you research, how you go into it. Like,
I never thought about that, but I definitely would ask it now. You know, we definitely can't never evolve from the monkeys if they're still here.
Or then, like, there's people that be like, when they, people used to ask me, you know, what do you think about the glass? Is it half empty or is it half full? And it's like, I would always answer, it doesn't matter. And they say, why do you say that? It's because you're looking at the wrong thing. Overall, a glass is always refillable, unless it got a crack, unless it got a leak, unless it got a hose. You can always refill it. But yes, I'm going to pour out. I'm going to pour knowledge into people. I'm going to pour things out. Pour security onto others, you know, or pour wisdom into some. Pour strength into others. Pour joy into others, you know. So, of course, I'm going to empty myself out. The glass ain't always going to be full, but at the same time, it's refillable. I get love poured onto me. I get joy poured into my life. So, why half empty? Why half full? Why is that the only way to look at it? It's
just open your
how
mind
people
up. That's what she's saying.
Look at
bro.
It. Exactly.
Open your
exactly.
mind up. Don't be so narrow. Don't just accept what's been given. You can have your own perspective on things. That's really healthy, though. Really, really healthy, you know?
And it's not like you have to reject what's given either. It's like you don't have to reject it. You just respect it as another opinion, okay? Okay, you think about that, and you think it's that way because you grew up a different way from me. So I think the way that I think because of what I've been through. I can't get to that without reflecting every day. Even if I only do it verbally for 5 minutes at the end of the day or 10 minutes for myself. Sometimes I wake up ready to go to sleep. If I know I want to delve into it, really get into it, probably journal, probably, you know, get into it.
I mean,
it's all about
now. Do you have abundance of time to reflect? I mean, are you working during this shutdown? Most people are at home right now. Do you still have?
Yeah, I am working during the shutdown.
So you're an essential.
I am a mandated disaster relief worker, which means I'm required to work at this crisis.
That's deep. That's respect, though. Shout out to Ivy Kisses, you know what I mean? Shout out to all those other essential workers out there really putting in time and risking it, going out there and putting in hours, putting their life on the line for us. I just asked, like, so you still working, and you got baby girl, for assessment, you know, what are you doing when you get home to assess right now?
To assess what?
Your next move. Because I heard you say earlier, and a lot of people say that, no one knows how long this is going to be. This COVID crisis right now, nobody knows the length of the time it's going to last. So do you go home and plan? Do you just plan things day by day? Or are you planning for this week? Some people are waiting on this May 1st deadline, May 7th.
Or so. One thing I'm not doing is waiting on any deadline that they give me. This number has already changed way too many times for my comfort.
Okay.
What I can do is make sure that we are our best selves when we get there. Just because we're at home don't mean we don't gotta read, don't mean we gotta exercise, don't mean we don't gotta, you know, keep ourselves up there. They want you to fall, they want you to slack off, be distracted doing dances and doing other things versus educating yourself. You know, you don't gotta do it all day, every day, but get in there and get your structure, keep your structure, get your kid on a schedule to make things easier, teach them about money, finances, things that they don't learn in school, but it's essential to them being successful, essential to their survival as a person. Educate them on what you see and how the world is going to be and what you see in the patterns. That's what I think about. I look at the patterns of what's happened so far, what's happened in the past when this has happened, and what's going to happen because of how different we are from that stage of when it last happened. So we could be more medically advanced, we could be more scientifically advanced, we could be more advanced in certain places but less advanced in others as we were back then. So it's like in comparison to then and in comparison to now, what am I in control of and how do I work that into the day? So I do plan for the future, but it's not as detailed, like, ooh, by March 10th, I'm going to have this and that, because there's a lot of closures, there's a lot of shutdowns, there's a lot of stuff that's not the same, but that doesn't mean I have to stop. Right now, we shut in the house, okay, so now it's time to harass some credit people like they've been harassing you. Ain't no reason we can't boost our score while we're sitting up in here thinking about stuff like that. You know, how can I better my life when I get up out here? Getting the savings, okay. So we can't go to the store. Okay, so now this money that I would have wasted on a belt, I'm never going to wear, but we're fine. Can now go towards something else. A stock, a future bond for baby. Something more productive that for when we get out of this, we get now better than when we went into this. It's not no excuse for me. So as long as I'm doing something better, that crosses something off my list, then I'm good to go. It may take me a little bit, but I have time to look at it in more ways now because of certain things being closed. So it's like I never thought I couldn't do this way. What's another way to do it? Because it's never crossed my mind. So it's a learning experience, definitely. So I kind of appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. You know, some people are really frustrated with unemployment. Some people are really frustrated with just not having money, being broke, not being able to glamorize themselves, go get, you know, their nails or their hair done, or even just dudes wanting. I'm a barber, so, you know, I got a lot of people asking for haircuts daily. And I promise y'all, man, it's so hard for me to say no, because I want to service you, but at the same time, I don't know what we're dealing with. So I'm trying to be mindful of prioritizing health is more important, and my family is definitely more important, you know, and I think your family is more important too. So when you see people out here walking, going to these little parties and different events, or they frustrated because they can't go to work or they can't go do these other things, like Ivy said, we should be taking advantage of this free time that is unseen to the world. I mean, we ain't never had this much time on our hands. You're supposed to be connecting with your family members, getting closer, working on those crafts, those skills that you may be neglecting or you haven't had time to do, or just those personal things that you wanted to work on yourself, or, you know.
And then it's like, learn a new skill. Brush up on something. Work on your penmanship. You say other people have nice handwriting. You can have nice handwriting too. We got endless time to practice that. You bad at math? Okay, there's plenty of websites you can go on to get these math tips, get these tests, get quizzes on, you know, work on your keyboard. And I'm working on keyboarding too, personally, trying to get faster so that when we do get out of this and get scheduled for that performance exam, I can pass. That's the only thing I'm missing is the speed on the keys. So why not build it up? We're not doing much else, like, on the dead time, in the dead zone, like, find something. Oh, I couldn't paint. I couldn't draw. I can't play this instrument. Maybe not an instrument, because depending on where you live, if you're in an apartment like myself, I know the neighbors probably don't want to hear you practicing instruments awfully. But, you know, if you have the space to do that, why not? You want to learn to draw, why not? You can only change, do things you tell yourself you can't. When I stopped telling myself I can't braid, guess who was braiding baby hair? Me, this time. Would I ever believe it? No. When I stopped saying I can't coordinate, guess who started coordinating? It's all what you tell yourself. You envision yourself doing it, you can do it. Like, ain't nobody stopping you. And then it's also like how focused you are on what other people think, because I don't really care what other people think, because don't nobody help me with my daughter. So it's really all about me and what I'm doing. And that's not in a selfish way. This is like, I can't worry about what y'all think, because y'all worries don't pay none of my bills. Y'all worries don't put food in my fridge. I don't care about none of that.
You gotta focus.
I appreciate opinions if you want to share them with me, but don't judge me and be doing all that extra stuff, because I don't need no negativity. I don't want it around me. Like, period.
So now I'm gonna break it up and we're gonna go on a segue a little bit. Why are people still walking their babies in their strollers like it ain't a pandemic going on right now? Have you seen any of that? Like,
I mean, yeah, because I go downtown to pick up my paycheck on paydays, and when I'm down there, people still running the lights. They right next to each other as if, you know, this is regular. And I think it's kind of like, people are going stir crazy, you know. Yeah. Some are being forced to stay inside with no work or no school, basically watching the paint dry. So, you know, it's like, I gotta go outside. If I don't go outside, I'm gonna hurt something, or, you know, I'm gonna go crazy. Like,
it
helps my mental stability to be outside. Like, and, you know, or some people are in mad denial and they feel like, I'm outside. There's nothing happening. I don't need to go outside. You know, they're not even thinking about it because they're so flustered about it. They can't believe they got excited and they're
like, well, how do you assess it? Like, when you got friends, because we all human, we still got friends and people that still hit you up. They're like, hey, what you doing? You trying to come kick it or trying to pull up? Or what do you do? Like, with your family members and loved ones, like, have you been checking in, going to see them, or?
I mean, so for some of my older family members, you know, I do the drive-by outside, tell them to come out and wave, you know, come to the window, wave, keep the social distancing. If I'm in contact with people.
You do the drive-by, so you slide on your OG family members?
Yeah, like, I leave them food and tell them, you know, it's outside. I'll watch them come get it, but, you know, I can't hurt you like I want to. Can't kiss you like I want to. And it's for your safety, so, you know.
She do it like when we do the Postmates delivery. She like, come on out. I ain't no contact delivery. I'm just showing up.
All right. Or like, you know, getting the supplies they need, medicines, pharmacies for older people. Dropping off mail for older people. You know, they're not supposed to come outside, so we're supposed to minimize it. But at the same time, the interaction is what's important. You can go less so crazy when you're interacting.
And I mean, so, this is the fucking time of FaceTime. If you want to FaceTime and love on each other, this is a great time to do it.
And there's also this level of cleaning and sanitation you have. Like, if you could stay 6 feet away in your apartment, why not? Like,
that's real. So
why not? We didn't wash, we didn't sanitize when we came in. You didn't took off your shoes. I got this pair of socks, like fresh socks. Put your socks that you came here in inside your shoes and leave them in that front closet. And there are fresh socks here, fresh out the back, like, ain't never worn, ain't never touched, that you can take with you, you can throw away, I don't care, but these are new socks. But it's freshly mopped floor, freshly sanitized. We don't got time for the germs. Like, I don't ever like that. Like, when stuff is clustered and germy, I can't deal with it.
So what if your one of your favorite cousins is calling you, like, and, you know, y'all talking for like 5 minutes or so, and y'all having, you know, catching up, and you're like, damn, I ain't seen you. Man, you should come over. And they like, all right, I'm about to come. And there's somebody in the background, you hear coughing, like, like, is cuz still coming through?
Well, it depends on what you're coughing on. If y'all not smokers, and I know you're not smokers, then, you know, it's going to be like, hold on, cuz, what's that cough? But at the same time, I'm still going to keep my distance. So, yeah, y'all can come see me. Y'all stay in the car with y'all coughing stuff. And I'll come outside, and I'll stand 6 feet from the car. I'll stand across the street. And you can roll that window down and get your talk on all day. But I don't got time for that. I don't got time for this.
We love you, cuz, but don't pull up coughing with that shit.
Right, you know, and people who really know me and love me, they already know how I feel about that. So if that's how you is and you know that already, don't even invite yourself over here, because I will not open the door, but you know I got the willpower to do it. I could ignore you all day, bro. That's what these Bluetooth headphones are for. So they are noise canceling. Like,
so what you gonna do?
We're not doing this.
What you gonna do?
What?
You feeling symptoms and shit. You start coughing and you like, okay, that's nothing. And maybe the cough ain't really bothering you. Then you going through your day and you start getting a fever or something. Your head start hurting and you get a little dizzy and shit. And you like, man, alright. You know? Alright. You know, the next day it's the same shit. Your body aching a little bit. You're getting tired now. You know? What you gonna do? These are COVID symptoms. What you gonna do?
For me, this is not symptoms I worry about getting, because I just don't do stuff like everybody else. I'm more into like holistic medicine, so
okay.
I don't put stuff into me that my body has to fight off. Whatever we have, we fight off naturally. So I don't really get sick. Like in real life, I really don't get sick. Like I've got sick about 4 times in my life, and I'm 30, about to be 32 years old. And I've got 6 major times in my life.
You 30? You about to be 32?
Yes. And I've got sick only 4 times in my life. And when I say sick, it was like for 2 days. I was light sensitive, so I knew it from the moment I woke up, I was sick that day. Light sensitive, I can't eat nothing, I can't drink nothing, not even water. It's just really bad, and it's for 2 days, and then that's it. All the fever, all the ever, and I'm fine for like years on end. So my remedies for myself are not things I would suggest for other people, because my body is not the same, especially if you got vaccinations or if you've been sick. Like I've never been a sick. Like everyone around me can be sick and I still don't be sick. Like I just be looking at people. So then that means I separate myself from other people. So if I was to feel symptoms, I would probably just stay home for 2 days. Like, so because I know in 2 days it's over.
You got a strong immune system.
Yeah, I do.
So you probably wouldn't even have no symptoms. Maybe, you know?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. I mean, I'm curious because, you know, I even talked about it with my mom. I was like, you know, and she was saying, she was like, shit, if she ain't getting, you know, she ain't going to do all that testing and shit because, you know, it's just an interesting time and it's an interesting thing and it's really fucked up. Like, you seeing people go get tested or go get positive, you know, results. And
no, but
family,
that's the thing. We all look at our history.
No, but I'm saying,
for medicine and scientists.
No, but what I'm saying, testing. I think their family don't get to see them no more. Once they get that positive result, don't nobody, they get cut off from everybody. That shit is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And what if I went in there negative and y'all messed up some stuff and now I'm just stuck here because y'all doing extra? I don't got time for that. And I know I don't have time for that.
So
realistically, like I said, educated in school only. Educated in school is like, yes, get the flu shot. Yes, get your vaccine. But if you educate yourself, Outside, look at our history with medicine.
Have you seen the test, Ivy?
You said what?
Have you seen the test for coronavirus?
Oh, are they all up in your nostrils, all up in your sinuses? No, I ain't got time for that. Man. I already got allergies. So I have very sensitive sinuses as it begins with. So it's just like, if I ain't got it by now, then I'm just not getting it.
That's a scary stuff.
Like, and then I smoke cigarettes, and you know all the chemicals up in them bad boys, and it goes down your throat, your respiratory system. Like,
yeah.
I don't think certain people get it because of certain habits you have and certain lifestyle. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything about race or anything like that.
Hey,
like, people
what?
May think,
I
but
think,
it's
I
just
think,
like.
I believe in what you're saying, though. I do believe in what you're saying.
No, I'm not going to the hospital. Yeah, I'm pretty sure all the people thought, oh, I'll be fine. It's just the flu, and then boom. You could have contaminated or something, or it could have been an overworked, overtired nurse, mixed up a sample. You know, anything can happen. I know at home, I'm totally fine. And then when you think about medicine, big pharma medicine, radiation, cancer, all of that, it's like everybody is fine, but once they go to the doctor, get diagnosed, get prescribed, they're no longer fine. You're rapidly dying when you were just totally fine. You could lift a whole, you know, 250 in the gym, like, and now you're frail, like, 2 weeks later because of all of this that you're pumping in, and you don't know what it is. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't
trust pharmaceuticals. I don't got time for that. You, the medical person, can't tell me what's in what you expect me to take. You just expect it to work, all of these symptoms. I'm not bleeding in the nose. I don't have dry throat. I don't have itching or swelling. I don't have any of these symptoms. Mental, suicidal thoughts. I don't want that just to stop smoking. Like, how does that equate? Like, to me, I'll stop smoking on my own. It may take me a or be in jail because the medicine made me crazy and have all these side effects, diarrhea, dry mouth. Like, just to stop smoking, it doesn't equate. Like,
no,
weigh it
right.
out. Really? Come on.
You're
no.
Right. You're totally
like,
right.
No.
Pharmaceutical companies is jacked up, you know? That's all set up. And you got to be careful because at the end of the day, those are they're practicing. That's why it's a practice. That's what they call it. You know, the doctor, they're practicing.
Right. That's all these lawsuits and all this extra stuff coming out on stuff that was approved by. So if it's approved and it's supposed to be 100% safe, none of these side effects should even be the side effect if all of these ingredients weren't in here.
You know
this is
really
side effects
wrong.
Of poisoning by this. This is side effects of poisoning by this. And that's a toxic chemical that if it was screened by the FDA and all of that, supposed to be Food and Drug Administration, how did it pass if it was toxic and deadly? Y'all got to be doctoring that shit. And I ain't got time. Like, no way. No way. Like, it's no way. I mean, no.
We got to bring it back because I brought it. We was talking about, would Ivy go get tested? Which she trusts, and what we just basically saying, it's hard. And I get this from a lot of my peers. It's hard to trust the pharmaceutical industry. You know, some people trust their doctor because they kind of naive. But if you conscious of yourself, you've been paying attention to your own
you
body.
You know yourself.
You should know your body. I think, you know.
Oh, I know it's winter. I know I got to smoke less because my throat flares up way more than it does in the spring or the summer.
I think people need to be
so
careful.
So if I smoke too much, then I'm going to give myself a head cold. I'm going to give myself a sinus infection. You know, it's like you got to know yourself. Like, and then there's remedies for it. Everything that occurs naturally has a natural remedy.
Yeah.
Everything manufactured has a manufactured remedy. So you don't think they manufacture diseases that they can manufacture cures for so they can get them some money?
A lot of people saying this COVID shit was made in a lab and that I got people talking about, man, they already got the vaccine out there. They just, you know, it's all kind of craziness. It's always a lot of conspiracy talk around shit like this. I'm
always.
A conspiracy theorist of a sort. I done grew up always kind of with a perception to question things. That's what I'll say. I'm not going to say I always said the government was, you know, this, that, and the other. I just say I question everything. That's my natural. That's my
right.
natural.
I just need to understand it better because if I don't understand, then I'm
religion,
always going to have to question.
Anything, you know. I'm not trying to offend anybody out there, but that's what religion, politics, and any other ideals out there that we're talking about, I think it's very healthy to have a assessment of your own, where you kind of like, what does self think about it? And then kind of question what's being given, what's the facts or being information being, you know, presented. You got to see what you're dealing with. And then I think your internal compass is, that's your gut. You know, when you kind of had that feeling and you like, that's your internal compass.
Oh, I'm talking about that, yeah.
That's your God-given compass. That's my belief, that when you're dealing with stuff and your mind can't be sure and your heart can't really, your gut comes in and it's like, well, that's where it is. You know, so you definitely got to assess things, though. You definitely got to have your own ideas about things. How long you think this social distancing shit gonna last?
Honestly, I can't even tell you. Cause it seems like there's no end in sight.
How do you be feeling when you go to the store? You be tripping? Are you really? Are you so? Are you practicing safe social distancing?
Huh?
Are you practicing safe social distancing?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, so are you? Because some people get intense. I'm at the grocery store sometimes, and it's really the ladies. And they're like, I see this lady, she's about to yell at this guy. Because some people are kind of breaking the rules, you know? Some people are a little careless about it. Some people are super respectful of the rules. And some people are just kind of like slack about it. So I think it's interesting to see how people are interacting out here. It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
It's different. I've always shopped early in the morning. So there was always space when I go shopping. I'm talking about like when I first opened 5 o'clock. A lot of people don't know grocery stores open at 5 o'clock, 5:30, depending on which one it is. But I know that because that's when I go. Everything stops from the midnight overnight shift. There's plenty of space. I don't like being crowded. I never did. So I've always tried to minimize and keep distance from people. But for me, the fact that it's being enforced now is just like, yes, for the people that like to be all on your ankles with a shopping cart in a line, is like, if I could turn around and elbow you, that means you're too close. Like, I can feel your breath on my neck. I can feel you in my vicinity. You're too close for my company. You feel me? Or I'll move me and baby to the front of the cart, and the people be in the back, but I don't move my cart until I'm done unloading my groceries, because you're not about to rush me, and you're not about to bum rush my space. You stay right here and let me be where I'm at. So a lot of the stores I go through, they already got signs on the floor, and the store is more intense with security and all of that about you violating. So a lot of people are not violating that distance. And if they feel like it's too many number of people, then they'll open all the registers, get everybody up out of there, and shut off the people coming in. So you really just got to, you know, be mindful of that. I'm not really rude or disrespectful with it, but it's like, please respect my space.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I'm not disrespectful, but I'm stern. That's the word I'll use. I'm very stern. I'm like, hey, you know, this is 6 feet, man. Because I'm really just trying to tell you.
I enforce my personal boundaries.
I'm just trying to tell you one time. You know, I was about to put a shirt together. It's not about no money. I was going to put a shirt together just to throw it out there for this COVID time. I was going to, you know, put something on there like, stay 6 feet or risk 6 feet below or something. You know, like, because you're risking killing. And that's an intense shirt, right? People are like, what? Golly. But yeah, it's dangerous out here. Some people are not taking it seriously. Some people think it's like...
I got it. 6 feet back or 6 feet under.
You know what I mean? You need to stay 6 feet back. Or we risk it.
You'll be 6 feet under. You decide.
And people.
Plain and simple. There's no better way to say it.
People are like, hold up, for real. Like, yeah, man, you need to back up. For real. And when is this going to end? You know, I don't know. That might be something you need to teach your kids now. Like, we got to stay back, y'all.
And it might not end at the capacity that we're envisioning it ending. We're envisioning everything going back to the way that it was. But we have to think also that might not be the way that it will be.
I've been telling my friend that. My best friend, you know.
A lot of the population is going to be withered off. We're going to, you know, have to make up for that. The space is going to be different. Demographics are going to be different. A lot of shit is going to be different.
People,
the way that we go outside, the laws that will be passed, it's going to be a shit.
It's inevitable. Because it's already started. It's already so much that happened that is cause and effect now. You know what I mean? So many things have changed and shut off. I mean, for one example, I was talking to somebody about this rent. And we're still talking about assessment. People are trying to assess how they're going to prepare for rent or leasing or just housing whenever or however this shit changes. And it's interesting because realistically, with all of this shit shut down, even if they did the eviction, no eviction thing, or they doing the little deferred payments for the renters, you still got to pay that money when it comes, you know, when it's time to. And you're going to have to catch up. You're going to have to catch up. If you haven't been working, if you are a person who, I mean, there's so many different
ways. That would interest, too, because we ain't let you borrow it for nothing.
There's so many
ways. We ain't put it to the side for nothing.
You can not get a stimulus check because you didn't do your taxes this year or last year, or because you owe child support or some other technicality that they're throwing out there. You might not get a stimulus check. And then, if you don't get a stimulus check during this time and you're not working, and say unemployment is holding you up, now when it's time to come back around and things get back to rolling, you're behind. You know what I mean? So it's a tangle. It's hard. It's gonna be more than a notion for, like you said, people who say it's just gonna be back to normal. I got somebody who's saying to me like, yeah, by the summertime things are gonna be back to, you know, ain't nobody even gonna know this ever happened. And I'm like, man, this is gonna be talked about for eons.
This has traumatized people already. So, yeah, we know that it happened. This is not something you just sweep under the rug and act like it didn't happen.
It's a historic event. And it's going to be talked about for generations. Like, you know, our kids are going to grow up and they're going to say, you know, what did you do in 2020?
I had a drive-by birthday. They'd be like, what?
Right. You know,
yeah,
I think about my son. His birthday is on May 1st. You know, shout out my son and your little Kev. And I'm like, he's turning 7. Hopefully, May is supposed to be that around the time, but May 1st is before the checkpoint. I think we're still going to be locked down. And it's we're going to have some fun, though. We're going to make it, you said, drive-by birthday. So, what you're going to have, she going to stand outside. And all the family members are going to drive by. They're going to take a turn, driving past down the street, and they're going to all be like, hey, Oh.
Yes.
That's lit, though. I saw some stuff, right? It was a dad on Instagram. He put, like, one of them stovetop, or you know how you can have a hot plate, and then you just plug it in?
Yeah.
He put it on the table. He made like a hibachi setup for his kid, for some kid, his birthday, for his daughter or something. And he had all the salmon and all the meats out there. He was acting like he was the dude at Benihana's or something. He was like, okay, what do you want? He was saying all the shit. He was trying to flip the meat. It was funny. But, you know. He was trying to go all out for their kids, man.
A video collage. I work, you know, social services. That's dinner to everybody that I know is central location. Meet me at the work, put the gift in the truck, I'll satisfy them before we take them to the house. But shoot me like a video that say happy birthday. I mean, wish her well, wish her, you know, say, you know, whatever you're going to say. Shoot her a little, you know, I remember the time when I look forward to, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And put it all together nice and fancy with music and let her watch it on her birthday. And people saying they love you, happy birthday. And it's like all a different world. You know, they can't be here physically, but they're here because they love you.
No, that's real. It's just about being creative at the end of the day, you know,
right.
And really thinking outside of the box. And once again, self-assessing. Like Ivy said, we can't think it's the, you know, end of the world. We just can't be so negative with whatever we have, what we're working with right now, and whatever current situation or whatever, you know. is coming up, birthdays or, you know, whatever, just you make it the best.
And then save it. We can't go nowhere, so what are the people who really get the money, where are you spending it on? We can't go nowhere.
You know, I say this is a time where people have to...
So you online shopping, you doing all of that, why are you still shopping?
You know what I self-assessed? I said, this is a time where it's less things to spend money on, and I have the most time where I'm more mature. You know, I ain't had time like this since I was a kid in summer or something. And so now I'm an adult, and I'm going to use this time to really try to learn an extra skill, a new skill, like you said. Because I was already thinking that, like, for example, people are so dependent on the government, like, and on just the other things outside of themselves. If you don't know how to grow your own crops or grow any agriculture or any types of food, I mean, obviously livestock will come with that. My point is, you asked out if the grocery store shut down or, you know, the markets and the farmers and stuff say that something, what happens when that happens? You're stuck. You don't have that skill.
Right.
Or if you're dependent upon just the basic, you know, and some of these, I guess, doomsday preppers I've seen, that's on, you know, just doing the specials I've seen on Netflix, I think. But my point, they talk about all this stuff like just being so dependent is a scary thing, really. This is a great time to do something. Great time to improve your knowledge on whatever it might be or work out, you know, put some more skills on your belt, because this is a time to assess. You have time, y'all.
Discipline yourself. Learn karate. Learn those moves. Kickboxing. You know, learn that dance you wanted to know. You know, you can do a lot of shit when you tell yourself you concentrate and focus on it. You can do it. Dedicate yourself. Even if you only dedicate 10 minutes a day, as many days as we got to be locked up.
And that's going to wake
you up.
Saying?
Not locked up, but, you know.
We locked up.
Yeah.
If you ain't going to work, you locked up for real, you know, because you really ain't got shit to do.
Right.
You ain't got nothing, no reason to be outside.
Because, you know, I got pulled over. I had to pull my bag out. I'm like, let's check this out.
Somebody told me they got pulled over.
I'm on my way to work.
Is people really getting pulled over? This is, I'm like, God damn. So, yeah, y'all stay in the house, man, but assess yourself. Ask yourself what you want and do something with it, because, you know, you'll surprise yourself, and this is a wonderful time. You'll really actually relieve some of the stress that may be building, or the anxiety or the worry that's building around the coronavirus or any of the shutdown stuff. It'll help soothe any of that, because you'll focus, if you discipline yourself and focus on some...
And you're redirecting on something, your thoughts on something positive, and training yourself on something positive.
I know. And that's, I think, also, that's what I told my son. I said, this is such a critical time for kids, exactly, right? It's, for example, the kids that are out of school, and even if they're doing these virtual classes, and my kids just pick up these laptops and stuff. And so it's really important that they learn as much as they can right now, I said, because every kid is doing different activities right now. They're doing different amounts of learning, different types of learning. They have different teachers. It's different skills being taught, and it's different time and effort being put in by the kids too. And so I said, at the end of the day, whenever this comes back to, you know, we're communicating and interacting as a society, kids are not going to be on the same level. It's like some kids are going to have got surpassed. Some kids are going to be further, because some kids are going to have dedicated more time. And, you know, that's the same thing with us adults, really. You said, like you said, dedicate yourself. Come back from this time with something that you gained.
With a new skill.
With a new skill. People be, you know, people might have this, that, and that.
Or accomplishing your dream, working towards it.
Yeah.
It's probably time to do your research. How do I get branded? You may not have had time to design your logo before. You may not have time to have put your website together. You may not have time to take the pictures and all that. But we ain't got nothing but time now, so what's the excuse?
That's right. You got to assess. You got to assess, y'all. What is something that you, is there any skill that you working on? Anything that you learning? You putting together? or did you want to put some time into?
I'm one of the older generation, so I have a lot of skills. So we just have to grow up and learn it.
Older generation.
You know, but no, I can do a lot of stuff that people look at me and they be like, ooh, you know how to do that? And we the same age. Like, I can sew. And I'm not just talking about, I can patch a hole and something. I can take some fabric and get create with that. Like, I can make shirts, I can make pants, I can make... It's like, I do different things, but I still have a lot of things I want to learn. So right now, I'm testing my limits with fit, being disciplined with that. I found a new workout routine that I'm excited to try.
Oh, that's
and for me, it's about sticking with it, being determined enough to follow through. Even though there's nobody here to be there and be like, you can do it, she can do it. I had to do that for myself. I also wanted to learn more about financial management. Of course, I think I'm good at it, but the market, where is it going? What can I invest in now that can set us up for later?
It's crazy,
that type of stuff. How can I move my money to where it works for me to get the things that I want out of this? Looking for locations to start the business that I want. It's all different kind of things that I'm doing right now.
That's really good.
And I'm trying to get them all planned out, organized.
That's right.
The thing I wanted to brush up on, it's not brand new, but I haven't done it in so long, is archery. But the ranges are closed, so
it's
kind of hard because we don't live in the country.
I used to have a bow and arrow. This is real crazy. It's lit right now. This lit, y'all. This is lit, y'all. I'm for That's dope, though. Y'all got to expand and break out of them shells. Don't be trapped. I mean, we in the house, but free yourself, you know, and get something going. It's nothing that you can't do right now. It's all in your ability. It's all in your mind. You just got to ask yourself what it is and assess that. And shit, you working on some pretty cool stuff. Me, myself, I'm...
And then I'm also trying to learn how to dance. I ain't been able to dance forever, so...
That's funny.
I'm working on some moves, hoping to come about this thing, cutting the
Okay.
But,
we're gonna have
do
to
it
see.
By myself, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I just wanted to, you know, thank you again so much for checking in with us. Ivy Kisses, we had a great session today talking about self-assessment. We touched on a lot of different topics. I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope y'all got something out of that. I really just want everybody to use this time to build. That's what itself is about. But at the same time, no matter if we shut down, no matter what it is, you can do it. You can make it happen. It's all possible. Ivy, go ahead and say goodbye to everybody. I appreciate you.
I want to say thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for listening. And yeah, physically, we may be restrained, but mentally, we're always free. I can close my eyes and go anywhere in the world.
Right.
And they can't take that away from me. I can open my mind and learn something new, and they can't take that knowledge from me. They can't take that skill from me. So open your minds, open your heart to something new, something different, and be able to accept the possibility the world may not go back to what it was. But we have the opportunity to shape what it will become. Do we really want to go back to where we were anyway? Or do we really want to turn this into something great, something beautiful? We always envision. If there was a little less this, there could be more of this. Well, now there's a lot less of everything. But what do we want more of?
That's real.
Think about that. Put it out there. Manifest it. Make it reality. If we all put it out there, ain't no stopping it from coming into fruition. That's all I'm saying.
That's 100, y'all. That's 100. That's real. That's real. Let's create something. Y'all have a great, great evening. Great, great time, man. We're going to check y'all out next week. Enjoy.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.